I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
We're turning over a new leaf, Kristen. What do you think?
A new leaf?
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
this makes me want to go to the beach.
Spring forward.
I want a vacation on a cruise ship or a beach.
I'm so ready for that. I can't tell you. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the Disney List, where every week, Kristen, Al John, we together share our list of theme park stuff, attractions that we like, underrated things, Marvel, Star Wars related films, Disney Plus, what have you. Share occasional news, and we also, of course, answer your questions. So what is on the docket for tonight, Kristen? What are we talking about?
Top four attractions at Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
I love it. So feel free to interact with us if you're watching us on our various stream platforms. Thank you. Thank you for the likes. Thank you for the hearts. And thank you for sharing this show, because I know a few of you do that. So thanks. We also are on every podcast platform around: Apple, Spotify, Anchor, Google, iHeartRadio, Sorcerer Radio. Broadcast partners. We're going to talk about, you know, changes coming to Sorcerer Radio. And we would love for you to leave us those 5-star reviews and great reviews if we deserve it. You know, I hope we deserve it after all these years, folks. After all of these years. But yeah, we are ready for vacation. So with that said, Kristen.
Yes.
We want to go on vacation real soon. I'm getting stir crazy in the house. Many people are. Spring is here. And if people want to go ahead and book their Disney trip, because we know they're already booking, we get comments about this all the time, but you still haven't booked with Kristen. And I ask myself, why? Well, I don't ask myself. I'm asking you, why? Why not? First of all, you book with Disney directly, you could be missing out some deals that could save you money. Plus, you have to deal with all the hassles and all that other mumbo jumbo that happen when you don't book with an agent like Kristen. So, Kristen, do you have anything to add? That
I also send little goodies too, especially if you have little ones. Not even little ones under age 18.
There you go.
I always send little something for each person.
Awesome.
If you are going on a honeymoon or something like that, I also throw something in there for you too as a surprise.
There you go. Get surprises for the family. If you book with Kristen, not only that, but you also get to save time and money. And we all know we all need the cheddar, because we got to pay for the rooms and trinkets and all kinds of goodies. You know, Disney is just one big mall anyway. Let's just face it. It's just one big store. It's the biggest Disney store is at Disney Park. We were just talking about this today, in fact, but I digress. We shall discuss more about what's going down here in just a little bit. Kristen, they want to book their trip. They want to book a Universal trip, a Disney trip, any cruise, what have you. What is your email?
It is themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Let's get this show on the road.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen.
From the Tiki Room Studios in Music City.
It's the Disney List.
The Disney List.
You've got to have characters that the audience, the viewer, the reader cares about.
What makes a hero? What's friendship? What's
the idea of sacrificing yourself for something larger.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Disney List on Sorcerer Radio with your hosts, Kristen and Aljon.
Wow, man.
I'm so ready to go on vacation, Kristen. I'm so ready to go on a vacation.
Me too.
I'm Aljon Goh, lifelong Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars fan, joined by my lovely and talented co-hostess with the mostest from her own Dining at Disney podcast and diningatdisney.com. It's our travel and food guru, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
So every week, if you're just tuning in to Sorcerer Radio, we do this live stream. We get questions and answers from you all there in the chat. So we're going to be interacting with our chat room. But we'd love for you to follow us on social. The best way to do that would be over facebook.com/thedisneylist. You can send us messages. You can comment on some of our show notes and pictures that we shared throughout the week. And we'll answer those questions during today's show. Or not during today's show, but in a future show. Right? So today, our Disney list will be what, Kristen?
Our top four attractions in Magic Kingdom and Disney's Animal Kingdom.
This oftentimes comes up because what happens is we ask people, what is on your Mount Rushmore? What is your Mount Rushmore of Disney, Marvel, Star Wars? And you have to come up with a top four. It's got to be awesome. You can't think too much and too hard about it. You just have to rattle it off. It's what resonates with us, and your mileage will vary. We look forward to reading some comments, hopefully, in the chat, and we look forward to discussing that. But before we get into that, Kristen, how was your week?
Exhausting. Yeah. how was your week?
Same. You know, work is great. I'm very blessed, obviously, to have a career that I enjoy so much, but it is work. I mean, there's a reason why it's not work and not, it's called work and not play, because I ain't playing. And of course the kids, right? I mean, today I'm drinking a margarita right now. This is my second one.
Yeah, today, you know, they say that the time change, either springing forward or falling back, both times that it has a negative impact on the body.
Oh, yeah.
And that somehow the body just knows that the time changed. And they find on Monday, they have more people late to work. There's more car accidents and there's more heart attacks.
Oh, okay.
Following both of those events, the Monday following. So apparently babies know this too, because today both Boo and Jack-Jack were just very temperamental. And she was full on like just meltdown girl today. And I don't know. She decided, it started off with, I put her down for a nap. She didn't want to go down for a nap. And he's already asleep. He wakes up, starts crying. So I go in to get him to find her, where she not only took her pants off, but she took her diaper off as well. So I get him up, change him, put him down, give him a bottle, go back, redress her. She's in there. I'm handling him. I can hear her just talking to herself for a good hour. Never goes down for nap. So I go in and I get her. And guess what?
Mm.
She took her pants off. She took the diaper off. And she made a nice little mess in her crib on her blanket and on her pants. I'm like, that is not your diaper. You don't use your pants and your blanket as your diaper.
Suffice it to say, Kristen went ahead and bought a little potty to start potty training her early.
Yes.
And see, the thing happened to me just a couple days ago. Friday happened, and I wake up getting ready for work, get the kids up. And by the way, I'm having some, you know what that is? You know what that sound is? It's called Tylenol. Extra strength Tylenol. I'm having two right now. Swig of margarita for the working man. Another swig of margarita for the working man.
Okay.
And working woman. So anyway.
Friday.
So same thing happens, right? I get up, you know, Kristen's still sleeping, you know, she's sleeping away, and I'm going to get breakfast done for everybody. What happens? I get in there and I am horrified, absolutely horrified. She is bag ass naked in the crib, and she's got her little jumper, throws it on the ground.
Her sleeper.
Her sleeper. And then her sleep sack, And then she's just in, you know, sitting there in the corner and she's holding her diaper. Dada. I'm like, you pee-peed. And she's like, Dada. Yep.
And see, we were told that not by doctors, by other people that are involved in her well-being, that you don't.
This is what happens when you're trying to adopt, y'all.
That you don't. They asked, like, oh, what are your goals for her? I said, well, you know, one of them would be to, you know, like, when do we start potty training?
I hope.
And she said, she's like, you've got a ways to go. You have to wait till, she was like, don't start potty training till they're at least two, if not later, because they won't. Okay, clearly this child has decided at an early age, because she's just a little old, over 18 months, that she wants to be potty trained early, because
I guess
otherwise it's going to be
I don't want that wet mess. I'm just gonna just do it here in the corner and just, you know,
at least she knows what her diaper is. She knows poo and pee. So, and potty. So she knows the key words of things.
She knows her words. Use your words
to start training. You know, at least she can tell you.
We started off too late in life. We're so old now. Okay, speaking of old, I know we actually, well, speaking of old, I know that we, Tony's like face-palming it. Tony, gosh, God bless you, Tony. Hey, by the way, Tony, before I forget, I got to contact you because we want to talk about Skull Rock Podcast and Dave Bossert and I hopping on Disney Parks Podcast at some point. So, what up, Tony?
Hey, I'm going to be on that podcast next month.
Are you really?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
April 14th.
Our friends at Disney Parks Podcast. Yep. So, Chris, what are you talking about there on the Disney Parks Podcast?
Food.
Of course.
What else am I going to talk about?
Of course you are. Now, that's awesome. That's great. But, you know, we love those guys. They're great folks. You need to check them out there at Disney Parks Podcast. And, but yeah, we definitely want to do that. Dave Bossert and I actually, for Skull Rock Podcast, interviewed the legendary Imagineer, the man Bob Gurr. And that's going to be going live tomorrow, which is this week, Monday. So it'll be, we'll be going live. And we talked about his time with Walt Disney, working with Steve Wynn, because, you know, the whole pirate show that they do outside of Treasure Island Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He designed that sinking ship.
Really?
He did.
That's cool.
Worked with Steve Wynn on that. And then we also talked, gosh, a lot about, you know, Disney and of course, all the different attractions, the monorail and different things, you know. But he is such a great dude, Bob Gurr. Just an amazing, I say dude because he's so personable. You know, I want to say, Mr. Gurr, thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Gurr. You know, but of course, he just goes by Bob. And he's just an incredibly nice man. And we've met him several times on several meets, D23 events. He has always been super kind and generous to his fans. And if you check out his Instagram, he actually sells a lot of those posters of attractions. He signs these, you know, really nice kind of the classic Disneyland attraction prints.
That's cool.
And he signs them. And he's celebrating 90 years. He's almost 90, Kristen, today or this year. Dude's almost,
it's been
90.
10 years since we celebrated Bob's birthday.
It's been 10 years. Yeah, we celebrated his 80th birthday together at Walt Disney World.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
It's been that long. But anyway, Bob was great. So you need to download the show and check out Skull Rock Podcast. But as I was saying, before we get to our Mount Rushmore of Disney attractions, we signed up for Paramount Plus.
Yes, we did.
And in Paramount Plus, you get the 30-day free trial. And we're like, oh, let's go watch The Real World, because I am a huge Real World fan, at least for the first few seasons, right? I mean, I haven't seen The Real World since The Real World Seattle. So it's Seattle run. So the first four seasons, yeah. And so we sat down and we're watching it. And I said to Kristen, it's been 30 years. A 30-year reunion of The Real World, the first real kickoff to the modern-day reality-based TV shows. I know you're thinking, what does this have to do with Disney? It doesn't. It actually deals with the fact that I feel old.
Well, what really made you feel old is when I said to you that Connor, would be graduating exactly 30 years after Natalie and I graduated.
Yeah, Natalie is the former host of Castaway Midday and did the Tiki Room Midday show with Kristen back in the day on Sorcerer Radio. She's a great gal and basically the second aunt, the third aunt, whatever you want. Because, of course, you know, your sister is the aunt and then, you know, she is the next aunt. Whatever you want to call, what do you want to say? So anyway, your best friend and yes. Darn, I feel old. I just feel old. And a lot of the same, you know, kind of conversations came up in the show and the music and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, Nirvana is 30 years old. Nirvana. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I still have a hard time dealing with it that I'm going to be turning 50 in a few years, a couple of years, I'll be 50. I can't believe it. And it just came and hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't know. I was freaking out. I still don't even know what to say about that. I just don't know what to say about that. But anyway, shall we talk about some Disney stuff?
Yeah, we should. Because that always makes everybody feel young.
So Falcon Winter Soldier is taking place, launching the brand new episodes on Disney Plus, new series. And I'm looking forward to it. So that is something cool. Another thing that's cool is Disney Plus subscribers this past week reached 100 million subs. Can you believe that? 100 million subs, Kristen. That's cash in the bank. Cash in the bank. Now, they also said Bob Chapek was confronted this past week. Not only did he tell the investors in an investor call that Disney Plus had over 100 million subscribers. There's new content being pushed out there on a weekly basis. Great content. But also that said that Kathleen Kennedy was going to keep her job. There was a couple people saying, what are you going to do about Kathleen Kennedy? He totally toted the company line. I don't think he's going to say anything about Kathleen Kennedy and the fact that there's the big Star Wars hubbub going on within the community after the whole Gina Carano firing and all that stuff. But I think he's not going to say it on a conference call to investors.
I'm Team Gina.
Someone is going to, some heads are going to roll, I'm sure. But you don't just buy a franchise for, what is it, you know, however million, 40 million plus or, you know, 100 billion, whatever they paid for it. I don't know how much they paid for Star Wars anymore. But you just go around throwing that money and then all of a sudden just tank a franchise, you know? And then you bring back The Mandalorian and everybody's giving a Filoni and Favreau and even, and you know, applauding for Lucasfilm and then have this whole
who besides Gina, I feel for the people that did not have anything to do with that decision, that, you know, like Favreau and Filoni and the other people who are working on the show, because now they're feeling the hate because of what Kathleen Kennedy did.
Yeah, they're a very diverse crew of people. There's a very diverse crew of people that write and direct The Mandalorian. Women, men, different nationalities. You know, it's just, we're in a very weird time. But I think it's important that everybody just look at each other, be able to have conversations, be able to educate themselves and be tolerant. And understand there are so many other points of view that make humanity what it is, a beautiful thing of people sharing ideas and growing from one another. And hopefully people will continue to grow in tolerance and understanding and move forward. You know, that's all I'm saying. Anyway, I tell you what, I think it's time to talk about the parks. Shall we talk about the parks? Let's do this thing. Palate cleanser. We oftentimes get asked here at the Disney List, by the way, thank you so much for tuning into the show. We're saying it. The Disney List is a show that talks about all of our favorite things regarding Marvel, Disney, and Star Wars. We rank things, and you can join in the fun here at facebook.com/ the Disney List podcast. And, Sorcerer Radio is actually going through a little bit of a changey change too, because I don't know, the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fan Zone group over Facebook, they're like, man, why are the hosted shows having their own channel? It's like, why not? Why not You know, why are we, you know, why are we downsizing? Why are there changes happening to some of our favorite DJ shows? Because guess what? Music licensing is a thing, y'all.
It costs money.
Costs money.
And SR, Sorcerer Radio, is free. So DJ Sorcy pays for that out of his pocket or whatever people, you know, give into the show when it comes to Patreon.
Or sponsor the show.
Yeah, or sponsors. But that's not enough to cover the cost. So,
because we have to pay the songwriters, you know,
they don't want their stuff given out playing for free. That's not how it works.
No,
it's illegal, people.
I'm a songwriter too, and my music is licensed under BMI Publishing, and I don't get any money for any plays on Spotify. My band is long since dead, y'all. It's been a long time. There's no residual checks coming my way for any of the songs I wrote, but I will say that. There, you know, and we're using some royalty-free music courtesy of the audio library music for content creators right now. So we give credit to Ryzen and whoever, you know, music we're playing on the show, but it's absolutely free to use. And that's
we've played Ryzen before.
Absolutely. They're one of our favorite artists.
It's very, very chill, cool music.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. But anyway. Changes coming to Sorcerer Radio. More details on that at srsounds.com as we reformat. And also, Skull Rock Podcast joining the shows over there at Sorcerer Radio, which is really cool. So Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bossert, myself. Also, I'm sure Dining at Disney will be streaming on there as well. All the partner shows are going to be.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, so we're going to be joining the likes of the Diz His. I'm sure Diz Geek is going to be there, as well as, you know, all the shows that Mike and company do, you know, Wookiee Radio, Mighty Marvel Geeks. So it's going to be great to have all those shows. And of course, DW60 and Trip Tips and Sorcom when, they're able to kind of reformat and the shows are going to be all talk, you know, and then we still have our music channels there as well. So more details there at srsounds.com. So. All right, Kristen, here we are.
I'm ready.
We're going to be talking about our Mount Rushmore. What are our favorite top four attractions at Magic Kingdom this week and Animal Kingdom? And then the following week, we're going to talk about our top four for Epcot and DHS, Disney Hollywood Studios.
I have my list.
You have your list?
Uh-huh.
You want to get it started?
On Mickey paper.
All right. Sounds good. So why don't you go ahead... And what do you want to go from four to number one, right? With one being your most favorite.
Okay, this is really difficult, but okay.
Magic Kingdom. So let's start first with Magic Kingdom, shall we?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, go for it.
My number four would be Space Mountain. And I'm going to say that when I did my list, I actually picked them from... I decided I couldn't have two in the same land. I need to represent different lands. So I went with Space Mountain. Now, Splash Mountain could have made the list except for it's changing. So I did not include that as a potential attraction.
Okay.
But I like Space Mountain. It's an old classic attraction. I remember going on it my very first time when I was in high school. And none of my friends would ride it with me because I don't know why they thought it was like an intense roller coaster. I mean, we were all from Ohio where you have Cedar Point. So
that's pretty extreme.
I just remember it was like, in case you throw up, I'm not riding with you. So they made me ride by myself, which that's fine, whatever.
Aww.
But I got off of it and was like, seriously? That wasn't anything. Like, why would I get sick on that? Mm. But
some people, they just get queasy. Some of my favorite videos are for people passing out whenever they get shot into a bungee thing. And they're like, oh, I'm going to sleep. Pass out. Then I wake up. Oh, pass out.
But I do like this attraction. It, you know, it reminds me of my first time going to Disney. So
I love it. Cool. All right. Shall I go with my number four?
Yes.
Okay. My number four is Jungle Cruise. And this used to be a thing where I just would pass. I would pass at the opportunity to go to Jungle Cruise. It wasn't until maybe the last 3 to 4 years that I said, we got to get on the Jungle Cruise. And it really happened when that Skipper canteen opened. When that canteen opened, we're like, hey, you know what? I think we're going to go and check out the Jungle Cruise, because it wasn't really high on our priority list. And I think it's just because the skippers were just ho-hum about everything when we went, you know, prior to that. But I guess the new Skipper Canteen restaurant next door kind of reinvigorated the storytelling, what have you. And now it's just something that I look forward to. Let's go on Jungle Cruise, because it's really the skippers, you know, about the, you know, cheesy things that happen in the attraction, the backside of water, and you'll get it in the point in the end, and Trader Sam and the shrunken heads. I mean, you know, you get all that, but the skippers really make it fun. Now, I don't know how politically correct they're going to make the Jungle Cruise in the days and years to come, because we know that it's going to happen. We talked about it on the show that they're going to be adjusting it to further showcase their diversity and sensitivity to the various depictions in the attraction. Okay, I get it.
It's because Disney doesn't want to be canceled.
I get it. Disney doesn't want to be canceled. I get it. Okay, fine. But I tell you, as it stands right now, Jungle Cruise still... I gotta love the Jungle Cruise in its incarnation as it stands today. So check off the Jungle Cruise and check out the 10-minute long journey that you won't soon forget. That's my number four, Chrissy. Should I play the numbers so that Lee, our listener,
yes,
Lee, won't get messed up here?
Number three.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's just for you, Lee. Go ahead.
I have to go with Pirates of the Caribbean. Ooh. As my number three. This was the very first attraction I ever rode at a Disney park.
Nice.
I love this ride. It's fun. I like the different things that they have changed over the years. I think they have done a good job of it. I do miss the Little Mermaids. I don't know. I like the Little Mermaid in the water, especially the one that was like on land, the skeleton.
Can never get it to work.
That was cool.
Yeah, I wish they kept it.
Then they got rid of it. But I love this ride. You can't beat seeing Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but for how long are you going to see Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
You know what's going on there, right?
He's going to be canceled?
He's getting canceled.
Is he really?
There is a thing supposedly about him and his ex-wife. Not good. Doesn't look good.
Come on, Disney. Don't cancel Johnny Depp.
That's the rumor. The rumor and innuendo is... that they're taking a poll, or they're doing some work, and Johnny Depp might be gone from the attraction, which, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, him and Amber Heard, look it up. It's not pretty. Not pretty. But, you know, I want to believe that people are innocent until they're proven otherwise. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Johnny, because he's got kids. He's been very generous to the fans. He seems like he's got a big heart because of all the work that he does for children's hospitals and things like that.
Say.
I mean, you know, he has done a lot, and he's contributed a lot to Disney over the years through his various characterizations.
Does that mean they would remove him as a legend, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't agree with everything Johnny Depp has ever said, which is true of pretty much anybody that's a celebrity. They always say something stupid, but
tell us how you really feel, Kristen. Hey, shall I make you another drink, Kristen?
But any which way, I think people need to be given chances, second chances sometimes. And I don't like cancel culture. I don't like censorship either. And so this does not make me happy.
No,
Disney's going to go out. If everything's going to get canceled, Disney, then I'm going to move on to Universal or something.
That's a thing. I mean, this week, it doesn't matter what side you're on. You know, you could be on the side of Sarah Silverman, and she said that she doesn't like cancel culture. You could be on the side of Chris Pratt, and he doesn't like cancel culture. People try to cancel both of them, and they're both on separate sides of the political spectrum. Anyway, this is not a political show, but hopefully they'll keep Johnny Depp because, if he deserves to stay, he will stay. If it's, you know, but we shall see. I'll leave that to Jeff Davis to talk about on DW60. We're going to move on. Where are we now?
You're number three.
Oh, yes.
Number three.
So here we are with Space Mountain. This is my number three. And reason why it's my number three is, first of all, the good. The good is... it's an awesome sci-fi type ride and attraction. You know me. I am a big sci-fi fan. Love Star Wars, love Star Trek, love the whole Jules Verne-esque kind of time machine slash space warp time thing that they've got going on in Space Mountain. And, you know, whether it's 2001, A Space Odyssey, or Aliens or whatever, I love it. And Space Mountain is very cool. I love the aesthetic, love the future, Logan's Run without the death at the end kind of aesthetic to it. Big fan of that. And it's fun. I love Space Mountain. It's very, very cool. It's even better at Disneyland, but I digress. That's a show, a whole other show in and of itself. So I love Space Mountain. And I think you're right, Kristen. I think they have done a good job of keeping it relevant and rocking and just a very exciting thing. I'm just hoping that they can replace the ride vehicles at some point and put in a really awesome speaker system in it, because I feel that's one of the elements that's lacking that you could. And I also feel that they would do something really cool if they added some smoke and laser effects in it just to enhance the ride attraction, not to make it Star Warsy, because there's already another attraction that is all Star Wars, but I think it just,
that's called a land.
Yeah. But I think it'd be really cool to have like just red and green and blue lasers and quasars and different things that could happen with better visual effects. So I'm hoping that they could overhaul it at some point to really make that attraction more relevant to today and still keeping with a lot of the classic elements that people have come to know and love about Space Mountain since its inception. So anyway, there you go, Kristen. That's my number three. Now, Kristen, it is your number.
Number two.
It is Big Thunder. I love Big Thunder. It's fun. I like the fact that it looks different depending on when you ride it, whether you ride it during the day or whether you ride it at night. I just think it's a fun attraction to ride.
Are we in the same universe?
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with Big Thunder?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just very surprised at how it ranks on your list. I like Big Thunder. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great.
I do wish we had the Dynamite, like in Disneyland.
Yeah, that is one thing. But, you know, we get some of those elements there at the Mine Coaster, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So not
maybe
too bad.
One day they'll do it.
Perhaps. It would be nice, because I think that attraction could definitely use some more enhancements. And they've done some enhancements over the past few years. Gosh, I just can't believe maybe it's been 8 years maybe since those enhancements took place there.
However, my favorite time of day to ride this is at night. I love riding this at night. Like, I could just ride over and over again at night.
By the way, Lindsay in the chat says, Kramer, Kristen, your shirt is on point.
It has a margarita on this side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That goes with your drink.
That's really cool.
There's not a vodka drink on here.
No, no. And Joan Crane says, hi, guys. I love Big Thunder. Yes.
See?
Joan loves Big Thunder, too. I love it. I love it too. This is a hard list, y'all, when you look at your Mount Rushmore.
It's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. My number two happens to be Pirates of the Caribbean. So for all the reasons that you said, some of my favorite scenes are actually the gunship battle with Barbossa and the island. So when you turn, you go down the rapids and, well, first of all, finding all the skulls is amazing. It sets the tone just right. And I miss the mermaid as well. The mermaid skeleton more so than the projections, because they never worked most of the time when we wrote it. But the mermaid skeleton, I do miss that. Then you go down the hill, go down the rapids, and then bam, you hit and you go around the bend and you have the big reveal of Barbossa's battleship and his ship. And you're like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. It's so good. And then you wander through the diorama, well, not the diorama, but the town that's burning. And of course, don't be chicken, you know, where they're dunking the mayor in the well.
Yes.
That is kind of like one of the most iconic
don't
scenes.
Don't tell them, Carlos.
So that is great. And then, just some of my favorite scenes. And of course, at the very end, you've got the three guys behind bars that we're staring at right now. We're actually looking at a picture of it. And you got the dog with the key, which they reenacted in the very first film, Pirates of the Caribbean, which is amazing. But just overall, so many things for you to look at and discover in the queue, as well as in the ride, ride it multiple times and fall in love all over again. That's how I see it. The Pirates of the Caribbean. And even in this more sanitized version where Red is not being auctioned off, but is part of the pirate crew, doesn't bother me too much. I've learned to live with it.
I do miss the, we want the redhead.
I know.
We want the redhead.
Hell, you can listen to Sorcerer Radio and listen to that. But yes, it doesn't bother me too much now. I just hope it doesn't. I pray that it doesn't get altered any further. So anyway, you ready for your number one?
Yes.
All right. Magic Kingdom.
Number one.
Kristen's number one for the Magic Kingdom is?
The Haunted Mansion. Ooh. I never get tired of this attraction.
Love it.
I think I've ridden it more than anything else at the Disney parks, and I never get tired of it. And my favorite scene in any Disney attraction is the scene with the Black Widow bride, Constance Hathaway, voiced by Kat Cressida. That is my favorite scene. I just want to like have, if I could pick any attraction to have a party in, it would be that one and that particular scene to do a dinner party in.
That's my number one too. Haunted Mansion. We really are husband and wife, and we love horror. We talked to Bob Gurr about this on Skull Rock this week, so this is another good plug for the show, because we're talking about the Haunted Mansion and how the Doom Buggies worked. And, you know, he didn't design the ride vehicles, but he did have some inspiration, add some inspiration to that, but was talking about how the attraction was basically fun horror. You know, where is the tipping point? It's a really delicate balance. So that's one of the things that Bob brought up in our chat. And once again, I think it's just a brilliant attraction. Everything that I love, a little bit of whimsy, a lot of fun, but elements of horror that are not too over the top. And some of the things I love about this is the Pepper's Ghost illusion. The ballroom dancing scene where they do the Pepper's Ghost illusion there is one of my favorites. I always look over the side and see if my hidden Mickey plates are still there, because we wrote it once and they must have like dusted or something, but someone rearranged the plates and I'm like, the Mickey, hidden Mickey's not there. Blasphemous.
That's happened a couple of times.
It's happened a few times.
They've done cleaning. Yeah.
It's happened a few times, but every one of those scenes is just iconic, whether it's the night in the hallway or the, you know, at Kat Cressida and the bride, which is just scary now that it's a little like hologram-ish, you know, projection with that axe materializing out of nowhere, which is so cool. The details in that room are just amazing. And it's something I'm always trying to look for, just different things, and trying to read the books on the bookshelf and on the floor and the hat boxes. And speaking of hat boxes, I mentioned the hat box ghost. I'm hoping that they'll bring the hat box ghost to Walt Disney World. They keep on saying they will, but I think another one of probably still the scariest scene in there for me is the wallpaper with the blinking demon eyes. That is still freaks me out to no end. I just always go, this is just a freaky room. It's just freaky. It just sends me chills. It gives me chills. And of course the graveyard scene at the end, which is absolutely epic, where all of it, probably the funkiest soundtrack ever. There's so many things to love about the Haunted Mansion. And Offhand Disney, one of our favorite channels on YouTube, makes it a point to always do excellent content regarding the Haunted Mansion and its stories and the various myths that are involved with that. So please check out Offhand Disney on YouTube for just amazing content regarding the Haunted Mansion. So shout out to them over there at that channel. But there you go.
Yeah, he has great content.
There you go.
And he's not annoying either.
Oh, absolutely not.
I like his stuff.
By the way, Lindsay says, I still can't believe people would try to put people's ashes in the ride. It happens.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, because if you want to be, you know, make your final resting place the Magic Kingdom or, you know, anywhere in the Disney parks, you know, more power to you. But understand, and they have special vacuums to clean that stuff up. But, you know, you're not going to be laid to rest there. Just don't do it. Put yourself at a resort. Don't have your loved ones empty yourself in the Haunted Mansion or any ride, because you ain't staying.
I don't know. Put it in the lake. You know that's not going anywhere.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Mike Cassidy in the chat says, Al John, I like the Imagineering shirt. Haunted Mansion is the best. Yes. Yes, it is. And of course, the Ghost Host is the best too. Let's see. Lindsay says, yes, The Bride is awesome. Lindsay agrees with you, Kristen. Yep. Anyway, hi, Gail. Gail's joining us in the chat as well. So we love Haunted Mansion. So that's our top four. Once again, my top four, Jungle, where did I start? Jungle Cruise, Space Mountain, Pirates, and Haunted Mansion. They are my four Mount Rushmore attractions for the Magic Kingdom. And what are yours again?
Recap. Mine are Space Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and the Haunted Mansion.
Awesome. I tell you what, we are going to, yes, we're going to now talk about Animal Kingdom, Kristen. Animal Kingdom. I love it. It's so relaxing, Animal Kingdom. And it's hard now. It's hard for me to decide what my favorite park in Walt Disney World is. People have their favorites, but honestly, I like them all for different reasons. And sometimes it changes depending on my mood. Sometimes I'm just not in the mood for the Magic Kingdom, you know? And to be honest, one of my favorite things about Magic Kingdom is going down Main Street. It really is. I love going down Main Street. It's fun. It takes me to a different place, my happy place, if you will. But I also get happy going to the Animal Kingdom because I love the animals. I do. I do. And you love the animals too. You're an animal lubba.
Yes, I am.
A lubba lubba. So what is it about the Animal Kingdom that we love so much? Is it the animals? Sheep. Is it the attractions? The sheep? You like the petting zoo? You like the affection station?
I like the animals, so. But yes, I like to go and pet the sheep. I cannot wait till we can take the kids.
Boo and Jack Jack.
Yes, because she knows what sheep are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she does?
She does. Nice. If she sees a picture, she'll go sheep. She knows what sheep are.
Sheepy. Nice. I like it. I like it. All right. Well, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and get things started then and talk about our top four attractions at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Number four.
What's number four on your side, Kristen?
This was difficult, but I decided to go with Dinosaur. There were like three different things I was thinking of going with.
Okay.
And it was Dinosaur, the Maharaja Jungle Trek, and the Festival of the Lion King. They're like all like right next to each other. But I decided, because Dinosaur is an attraction ride, that I would go with that one.
Okay.
So it's fun.
I like it. I like Dinosaur too as my number four. So, and you know, once again, first of all, let's talk about the pre-show. I think you need to talk about the pre-show because it's great.
With Seeker.
You've got Seeker and Dr. Marsh. You know, you've got the Time Rover introduction and your mission. Great. I'm in. We're in. We're going to go get that Time Rover and we're going to bring back something just a little bit extra large. So that's what you're going to do. And so the pre-show to me is one of the funniest and greatest pre-shows. It's just so entertaining. Great acting, great script. And you're going to take that rover. You're going to go back in time. And the attraction itself, it's a lot of fun. Now, they did cut a lot of corners, so it could have been a lot more fun. It could have been like Indiana Jones, but they cut corners. Indiana Jones at Disneyland, the best iteration if I had to choose between the two. But having said that, I do like Dinosaurs. I do like the Time Rover, the sci-fi element, especially going into jumping into back through time in that first section of that attraction is just a lot of fun. And then the very last little bit with the Iguanodon, that's a lot of fun. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Joan agrees. Dinosaur is so much fun. Yes. The countdown to extinction is a lot of fun. And, the center is really nice, too. You go in, you learn about dinosaurs. You learn about the Cretaceous period, you know.
The giant meteor.
The giant meteor that struck Earth and all that.
Wiped out all life forms.
All living life. All life except for cockroaches. They still live. So, anyway, yes. As the clock counts down, the fiery meteors crash down around you. Will you make your escape before the dinosaurs and you become extinct? We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
Ooh, you made it.
You made it.
Anyway. And look who made it with you. I better find him before security does.
I love on this page, it says, is it too scary? Dinosaur includes loud sounds in the dark and menacing dinosaurs that may scare some children. Be sure.
I can't wait to scare our children on this.
We'll be cleaning up poop and pee. Like, yeah, I peed myself.
Actually, she'll love it because it moves around so much.
I hope they don't toss him out of the car. I gotta like hold him down. It does get bumpy back there, especially in the back seat.
Yeah. He's gonna like it.
All righty then.
Number three.
What is number three for Mount Rushmore over at Animal Kingdom, Kristen?
I went with Flight of Passage.
Oh, you and me both. Imagine that.
Are you copying my list? Did you cheat?
No, I didn't copy your list. It was hard. I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to do it there, here, or there, whatever. But I decided to put it in the same place you did. It was complete coincidence, Kristen.
Okay.
Yes. Why? Why do you want it there at number three? Why does it make your list?
The fact that you feel like you're moving. It's kind of like Soarin on steroids.
Okay.
And so
it's my line.
So that's what I like about, because I like Soarin. I think it's a cool thing that you can travel through the world of Avatar.
The immersion is top notch. I am not a huge Avatar fan, admittedly. I think that
I don't like the movie.
Yeah, it's not really my thing. Like,
it's too long.
It is long, and I feel like I got everything that I wanted to get out of seeing Pocahontas. I don't really need to see this film, but yeah. But nonetheless, I got immersed into the world, and the queue, the show building, everything about it is great. The little stuff that you can see, the science that's going on there is really nice. It's pretty, yes.
Beautiful cinematography.
Right. It is beautiful. Everything about it is great. It's movie quality. The special effects are amazing. And the flight simulator of it all, very nice. Probably one of the best attractions in the world today. However, it only makes number three on my list because of my connection to the attraction. And it's not the strongest connection, but it is very impressive. And it is a Disney must do. You want to get a list of Disney must do's, feel free to check out our show archive there at thedisneylist.com. But anyway, Kristen, adventure awaits. We're at number two.
My number two is Expedition Everest. It's a coaster. I like thrilling attractions. As you go up, you have a really cool view of Epcot and Hollywood Studios that you can see in the distance. The Yeti may not be working.
It hasn't worked in years.
He may never work again.
He'll never work in this town again.
That's okay.
You've been blacklisted, Yeti. We're canceling you.
I like the going backwards. I do wish you didn't stop so long at the top. I understand that's why they do it. I don't suffer from any kind of motion sickness, so I kind of miss it throwing your equilibrium off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun, and it has a beautiful landscape to it.
Same. Once again, I'm not copying you. This is also not my number two, but I think it's my number two because, once again, it's all about story immersion. Whether you're in the standby queue, which is great, you get to check out all of the different, you know, things that you've gotten from the Tibetan villages for that authenticity and looking at all the different things. Like, what is this mythic Yeti? What is it about this that we don't know? What have they discovered about it? The footprints and all these other things. So the queue is amazing because of the storyline. You know, it's in a very well-themed place, and you feel like you're stepping into the Tibetan mountains and going up the Mount Everest, you know, with the Sherpas and all that really cool stuff. So anyway, I really dig it. And of course, the attraction itself, 100% amazing. I love the views. It's great during the day. It looks more amazing at night. And it's just a great, great attraction. Of course, also with a single rider line. So feel free to hop on that as many times as you can. Take advantage of the single rider line for sure. So Expedition Everest is my number two, and really digging that. Now, and by the way, great thrill ride, wonderful thrills, wonderful chills. So definitely not one for the little ones, for sure.
Well, I would assume then we probably both have the same number one.
Probably so.
Number one.
Kilimanjaro Safaris. And this is because this attraction embodies what Animal Kingdom is about.
You're the main attraction.
You can see a wide variety of African animals without going to Africa, and they're not in cages. And that's pretty awesome.
Once again.
And they are very well taken care of, because we have done where you get to see behind. Well, we actually got to go back behind the scenes because of having a friend who was a cast member that worked in the department where they take care of the animals, the veterinarian area. And she took us back there, and we've talked to some of the cast members in that area as well. And they feed these animals amazingly. Like, they take really good care of them. When you get to see how well they eat, it's better than some people get to eat. And they feed them better than they have food offerings for us. very healthy. And if anything is not, if it's starting to even slightly go bad, they do not feed it to the animals. It's only the highest quality of fresh, whatever it is they eat.
And that's great. The animals are the main attraction. They are the stars. They are the reason why we're there, to see them in their environment. Like, you were going on an African safari, which is great. And I feel that this is as authentic as it gets without actually going to, the Harambe, there were Harambe, doing those African attractions down there.
African safaris.
Those African safaris. Yes. African safaris. So once again, 34 species living in 110 acres of picturesque open plains, shady forest landscapes, and rocky wetlands. Your rugged safari vehicle is driven by an expert guide. And we've had great guides, once again, to point out every little thing, like the baobab tree and all those different things.
I've seen a real baobab tree.
Is that right?
Yes.
Where?
Barbados has a real baobab tree.
Wow. The upside down tree. Mm-hmm. There you go. So the guides point out the animals and share fascinating wildlife facts during this extraordinary 18-minute expedition. Yes, 18 minutes, folks. It's legit. You can check out the regal lions. You can, the hippopotami, gentle giraffes. I almost said gentle rabbits. Like, what am I? This is the Easter safari. We're going to hunt down the Easter bunny. Yes, the baboons, rhinos, cheetahs, crocodiles, elephants, hyenas, zebras, the kudu. There's just, you name it, they're in there. They're all in there, and they're wonderful. The ostrich. the most stubborn bird of all.
Blocking they're not the way, smartest.
Blocking the way of the tram every single place we go.
And they have two different kinds of giraffes there.
Yes, they do.
Same with the elephants.
They have two different kinds of elephants, which is great. So anyway, we love it. Check it out. Kilimanjaro Safaris are number one on the list. Can you believe it, Kristen? We have counted down our top four Mount Rushmore attractions at both the Magic Kingdom and
Animal Kingdom.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this. This is what I meant to get going. So thank you for hanging out with us for our list, everybody. We appreciate it. Kristen, where can people reach you and hang out and follow you?
Well, if they're looking for travel, they can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. As far as Disney food, check out diningatdisney.com. Also, make sure to check out the podcast as well as follow us on social media. I do want to say that if you missed last week's episode, we talk about St. Patrick's Day as well as the Touch of Disney that is coming to California Adventure. So make sure you check that out. And there is news, because it is no longer just Bubba and myself. We now have a third host.
Yes, Kat. Yes. I love it. And it's a great podcast, a lot of fun. So be sure you subscribe to Dining at Disney Podcast on all your major platforms. Anything else, Kristen? People want to book a trip?
I already mentioned that.
Oh, you did? You did.
I started that. Now okay. On to you.
Hey, great. Check out Skull Rock Podcast with me and Disney artist, filmmaker, and author Dave Bossert at Skull Rock Podcast. We just had a discussion that just went live with Disney legend Bob Gurr. We've also had all kinds of different animators from Floyd Norman. We've also had Joel Scribner on. We've had a bunch of different people on the show. It's been great. So please check out, if you love the Disney animation, animated movies, TVs, film, soundtracks, and of course, parks, need to check out Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave Bossert at Skull Rock Podcast, all your favorite podcast apps. You can also follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram. And there you have it. And also follow us, of course, there at Skull Rock, Disney List on all your social media, especially Facebook. So please check out the Disney List. That's what I want to say. Anyway, have a great week, everybody.
Also, don't forget to check out our friends, WDW Park Hoppers, with Park Hopper John and Park Hopper Sid, as well as Disney Parks Podcast with Tony and John.
Love those guys. And we love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And it's getting super late. This hour business is just killing me. Killing me, Smalls. Killing me. So have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you. Oh, I'm Al John.
I'm Kristen. And we'll see you real soon.
I forgot how we sign off. It's just been a long day, folks. Thanks for hanging.
Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney Podcast. Every week, I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney Podcast, the happiest plate on earth.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney, with your hosts, Al John Go and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Al John Go, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.